Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by NEBCO and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com or at nebcoinc.com. Same. Also, sponsor of Hour 3 is Anderson Ford.
Oh, God.
Mike Anderson, the team. Sandwiching the town of Lincoln.
The taco. The Ford taco. They sandwich that. They're like the hard shell taco.
And all the, no, yeah, hard. You're right.
I like hard shell. Yep. Like with that. They're Mix. The taco of Lincoln. Yep. They bring everything together. Mm-hmm. They bring everything together from both sides of the city.
Those are at
F-150s, 250s, 350s.
Got them all. 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill. As far north and as far south as you can go.
God, yes. City.
Tell me to get, ask Mike for the 10% breaker discount today. You go in today, have it just say, listen, I heard that there's a discount today.
So he'll, 10, if you're a breaker.
If you're a breaker. You have to be a breaker if you don't say it.
What's the code? What's that? Tell them.
What would be the code?
What's the cue for them to know?
Fred.
Fred?
Fred is the word.
Fred.
Fred's the word, yes.
I speak to Mr. Anderson, please.
Fred.
Oh, yeah, you're in.
You're in. Okay, sit down.
The secret door.
Get you sit
in
down.
A, get you in a brand new escort, yes.
Let's take you into this little room. And sit in this chair, and we're going to hammer out a deal for a new truck or car.
Remember the test drive? There was nothing like the test drive.
I totally agree.
Oh, there was nothing like the test drive.
You can still do it.
Whipping it around, checking it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one thing. There's a lot of things go on in the car, and I don't do enough of it. I do not. I have very little knowledge of what goes on in my truck besides, like, the radio.
It's incredible when they say, give me your phone. I got to hook you into this. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. It's a lot going on.
Here we go.
I just want to drive, man.
I just want to drive, and I want to have radio. That's
That's it.
Do the windows work?
Know, here's the part that gets me. I did third day going to Beatrice, Jake, coming back, down and back. I have on new trucks or any new vehicles, the thermostat's incredible. You can just set it like on 72 and it's 72. I don't. I have the heat on all the way high and I press it and I do it until I'm too hot and I just turn it off.
Oh.
And then I'll go a few minutes and then I'll say, man, it's kind of cold in here. Press it, full heat, blast it, get it up to about 95 in
Why
there.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what happened to me is, Daisy, I didn't even know I had heated seats.
Oh, wow, those are, yeah.
I had no idea. We got in the truck, and she goes, can you heat the seats up? I go, no. She goes, yes, you can, right here.
Yeah. How long have you had that truck for?
Long time, five years. I didn't even know I had heated seats. Boom, boom, boom. The other day they were on, and I didn't even know, and I was like, this is hot. My stomach's hot.
All of a sudden.
My stomach is hot.
It'll get when they get going, they can get going
pretty
fast.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on? And somebody had turned the heat on, the heated seats on. No, Jake, I didn't know. It's kind of
It's hard to believe. But
hidden
I get
button.
It,
if yeah. I it's showed you hidden. Where the button is,
it's like I say it's not that hidden.
It's pretty hidden.
I don't think it's like underneath your seat or something. Yeah.
You'll see. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Couple response. Scaper says, I just found out I have a heated seat that you can isolate only the back heat. You know,
wow.
You're old when that is exciting. From
that
Scaper.
Is exciting. Well, it is true.
I wasn't that excited.
Lower back pain.
Oh, is that what that's for?
Yeah. Well, to warm, it'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, now that you talk
Have
about
a
it.
Heating pad basically on your back.
Right there.
Yeah, ooh.
Also, back to the end of the last hour, someone says, my son was just late walking to school because he had to listen to the game show.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, Jan. Yeah,
Jan
kickers of the 70s. We knew them all.
Mark Mosley. And
yeah.
Didn't ask about Garo Yepremian of the Dolphins.
Thought you would.
Yes, thought you would.
So, what do you say?
Roy Girilla. Girilla's Gorillas. Remember that?
Yes.
From the Pittsburgh Steelers?
God dang it.
Oh, I thought about better times.
Hey, what do you tell the kids, Bill, about being late.
Just be late. Just be late. Do not.
Okay.
You just walk by Connie at the front deal right there and just kind of give the shoulder shrug and keep walking.
Just say I'm game here. Show. Just
game
say
show. Game, game show.
I'm here. What's game the problem? Show. Say that. I'm here.
I wonder if we could get LPS maybe to play the show on the speakers, so that way the kids might hustle in to get in there in time to get.
There's an idea.
I mean, let's see if we could attack it that way. Yes. LPS. If we could imagine over the speaker system, what is being played at 8:01? Well, it's the game show.
Shut up, Sipple.
It's
a little aggressive. Your mom doesn't like it.
Yeah,
but it's all in fun. So don't worry.
It's Mrs. good. Bush. It's good luck, Bill. When Bill is there.
What are the kids doing the Seinfeld stuff?
Seinfeld 6.0 is coming soon, I'm sure. By the way, what is it? Sip's stomach was hot from a heated seat. I'm confused.
My stomach was hot. It was weird. I thought, you know what my thought was? I must be getting sick.
Just remember, Sipple thought he got kidney stones from popcorn.
They were somehow wedging their
way into his urinary tract.
No, I think the salt, the buildup of the salt was the problem.
No, I think those kernels are, they don't break up.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, you think it's still the kernel?
Okay. I'm still questioning that at a high rate.
I'm not buying that.
No, my stomach was hot on Sunday, and I was driving. It was weird. I thought I'm getting sick. Like, there's something wrong. And I looked, and it was full. It was all three things were full blown.
So it's not hidden because you could see it then.
You can see it, but I didn't know it was. Yeah.
I guarantee you, I could go in your truck and find it within 1 second.
Oh, I bet you couldn't.
Yeah.
Okay, no. We're going to find out.
We're just going to find out.
We'll do the test here.
We'll do the break.
Yeah. 464-5685, call or text as always. Now, we have seen the Indiana Hoosiers football team quickly go from the hunter to the hunted.
Yes, we have.
College football. Number one team, favorite by 7.5 points to win the championship next Monday.
Mm.
Here in Lincoln, Nebraska basketball has really never been the hunted. They had some good years in the 90s, but they were never truly the hunted team.
No. I would never call them hunted,
no,
even as good as they were.
No, because they were in that Kansas. Kansas was always in the league.
Yeah.
So my
question.
Where
are you, Kansas State?
I asked you this. How difficult is it to go from the hunter to the hunted in sports? This is a lot of psychology, I would assume.
I don't know. Going back, though, real quick, we have to adjust. Missouri was also. I mean, Nebraska was.
Norm
wasn't.
Stewart.
Yeah. How is it a factor?
Yeah.
Yes.
How difficult is it to go from hunter to the hunt?
I think it's a factor. I do. It's a psychological part of sport that's real.
For how long has it been when a Nebraska team, I mean, the history has been when they went like to Purdue, the Purdue fans were not, that wasn't a big game for them. It's never been a big game.
No.
Now it's, so now every road game coming up is a huge game.
Sure it is.
Big.
All of a sudden, there could be a reverse court storming. Has Nebraska, to your knowledge, ever been court stormed on the road?
Yes, one time I remember.
Where?
It was the year.
Jake.
One time. Nebraska played at Rhode Island the year after they made the dance in Tim Miles. Yeah. It was Tim Miles' third year.
Okay.
They're a ranked team. They go to Rhode Island and they lose, and they storm the court. I said, holy crap. People stormed the court against Nebraska.
There you go. It's a proud moment for Jake.
Hey, Rhode Island.
I was watching at Gate 25.
Yes.
That was 11 years ago.
I might not be surprised.
11 years. No, that was 12 years ago.
12 years ago, that would have made you.
Just how.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Out of college. You're out of college.
Hey, that's interesting. But no, I do think that's a big factor, and that's a great point. When they go on the road, they will be a focus.
It'd be a way different focus of what's going on, especially now. Now it's especially what do we have? We have Oregon at home. Then what's the next one, Jake?
Hit the schedule.
At Northwestern, it could be a storm.
What day is that?
That's Saturday at 3 p.m. for Nebraska.
That could be a storming. That could be a storming.
Pulled up for you real quick.
God, it could be.
So could be. That's 3 p.m. on BTN.
They could storm the court for Nebraska. Wow.
Then Nebraska returns home.
A bunch of journalists.
Next Wednesday.
Journalist students.
Yeah. Then next Saturday, the 24th, they have an early tip-off at Minnesota, who just beat Iowa at home, 11 a.m.
Huh. Okay.
Then, of course, they're at Michigan. Michigan will not storm the court if they beat Nebraska. They will not.
No, but that'll be a big game.
It will.
Yeah.
Where it wouldn't be a big game in many years, most years, in Ann Arbor. In fact, Ann Arbor, Bill, would agree, it's pretty sleepy there often in Ann Arbor. It's not...
Oh. That arena does not scream like, oh, man, we're walking into a beehive here. No, it does not.
No, it doesn't. Maybe it is this year when they're so good, but generally, no. It will. But now Nebraska's in town.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a big game. Isn't that interesting?
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
And they've done a great job of backing it up against Ohio State, Indiana, back-to-back wins. You thought there could be a letdown after the Michigan State game. No, it didn't happen.
No, we don't give Fred enough credit. Fred's very even keel. He's the same whether they're, and we've seen it, by the way, whether they're 2-12 or they're 20-0. Fred's the same guy, which helps a lot. Helps a lot. He's not, you notice Fred's not, he hasn't changed at all.
No.
He's just Fred.
He's not peacocking around.
No, he doesn't peacock. Fred's a pro. He was a pro when they were losing, too. Yep. He was. He wasn't. You know what? He never got. You'll see coaches chastise media, lose it a little bit, like that Boston College head coach.
Yes.
Went after that reporter.
Bill O'Brien.
Jake, what the hell? Bill O'Brien. I just noticed
that. Yeah. No.
Good God. Bill O'Brien. You know, you've seen coaches that are in a bad way, go after reporters. Well, Fred never did that. No. Probably considered it, but didn't do it. I think everybody considers it.
Yeah, but Nebraska truly is right now the hunted. And go back to Indiana football, they don't care. They like being the hunted. They've embraced it right away from day one since he got there. Hmm. So 3-9 the past year? I don't care. That's not this team. 11-2 the first
year. The corollary is they're both old teams. Indiana's average age is 23. Is that right? I mean, I saw that the other day.
The average. It might be starters.
Okay.
I don't know if the whole team is like that. Also, there's a good point that was made the other day. It's like, if just having an old team is the answer, then BYU would want 10 national championships. So BYU,
always says
BYU jogs out 25-year-olds. Their whole O-line sometimes are 25 years old.
But Fred's mantra, Bill, is we got to get old and stay old.
No, you want to be old. I agree with that, but it's not the people say, well, Indiana, the whole reason is because they're just really good players and do all the little stuff, right?
Right.
Being veteran helps, absolutely, 100%.
We got a take from Troy.
Hot?
Troy on
YouTube.
Is it
hot?
Yeah, it's pretty hot. He says this, I see a letdown game coming tonight. Coming back from 16 down against Indiana, inferior opponent coming in tonight, going to have to scratch and claw to get the victory.
I totally disagree. Here's why. Because they're not Nebraska, just what I'm saying, they're old, mature. They're not going to have a lot of ups and downs. Yeah, they might come out cold. They've done that at home.
They have.
Against some lesser opponents. But what happens?
Second half.
They just bury teams in the second half. Yeah, they might be pushed at halftime.
The thing is, too, if they win by one on a tip-in and triple overtime, that happens. No one thought Wisconsin was beating Iowa.
That was
a huge upset.
Nobody thought they were
18.5-point dogs.
That's a good point.
18.5 points. So these things, if you think this game can't be like going, well, we probably should have handled them by more. No.
It's a good point.
Hoops, it's just win. College, football, a little different for me. Well, I see a little bit different with football.
That's a good point.
Like I said, 18.5-point dogs went to Michigan and won.
A massive upset.
Yeah.
Hey, off topic a little bit, Dennis chimes in.
McSafety?
Dennis R.
Is he safe?
You'll be interested in this. Just turn the show on, talking about Roy Girilla, longtime Las Cruces resident.
What's that?
Long time. Did you live there?
I did. Las
Causes.
Las Causes. Yeah, I loved it. Yes.
Las Causes. Yes. Roy Girilla.
Girilla's Gorillas.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you for appreciating
better
that.
Times. Dennis is better
times. In my mind, he never missed one field goal. I don't think he ever missed one. Honestly, it was like the Steelers, back in that time, that run, Jake, when they won four out of, 6 years, maybe something like that?
Better times.
It was something.
I like this response to Troy on the YouTube. This text line says this. Man, Nebraska fans are such defeatists. Letdown game? Get lost, Troy!
Here's the other thing, Troy. Troy, you're in PBA. There's not going to be a letdown. That
It'll
place is going to be crazy.
It'll be harder, but don't, like I said, I'm not.
Dana Altman's in town,
if
man.
If the score is...
personal. That is personal.
4 minutes to go in the game, 70-70. It's personal for you, yeah. I'm not there like screw Altman! No, not even thinking that at all, Jake.
Well, you're
the
only
one. Matter of fact, Jake, you're the only one. Yeah.
It never entered
my mind. We're coming for you,
Dana. I'm more amazed that someone from small town Nebraska has a career that's going to be the head coach at Creighton.
He's from Wilbur.
He's from Wilbur.
He's practically your neighbor.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on the way.
Exactly. So, no, I'm never like that. Yeah, how'd that taste, Dana? No, not
thinking that at all.
What is this job?
Go away to Kolache, Dana.
Jeez. Jake.
Getting personal.
It's a Czech guy.
Yeah, well, we know.
I got it.
Yeah, we got it.
Kolache. I say Kolache. I don't say Kolache.
Dane's had a great career.
He has.
It's not going to be, it'll be unpleasant tonight.
He'll have plenty of supporters tonight, family, I'm sure, in town to say hi, mm-hmm. be dine with him.
Mm-hmm. Watch dining. Him. He'll dine.
I wonder where he'd go. Where would he go?
He might have dined last night, possibly.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, where would you go?
Do they stay the same place they do in football? Do they stay at the Graduate?
I think they stay at the Graduate.
Just go down that steakhouse?
Probably go something right there. I don't know. It's very simple. Yeah, very simple. I tell you one thing. They eat like kings. I remember one time I was sitting there. I was at this restaurant. I stopped to get some food, and I was coaching at Utah, and the Wyoming basketball team was there. So I start talking to the DFO guy. We're just talking.
Director of Football Operations.
And this would be Director of Basketball Operations. But... I mean, but this is a long time ago, and they're eating like, I mean, they've all got all ribeyes, malts, you name
malt.
It.
Wow.
I mean, they had
ribeyes and malts.
Yes. They were eating like, he goes, is this how it is all the time? He goes, yeah, we eat. It's incredible. The money.
Not in Italy. There ain't no ribeyes and malts.
No, that's that. No.
Pasta and cigs.
Pasta, cigarettes, and wine. That's what you get to have.
To be young again. I want a ribeye and a malt.
No. That'd be great. Imagine leaving that place. How do you feel? Not good.
Oh, boy.
Not good.
A ribeye and a malt.
That would put me down.
Oh, yeah.
I got to take a long nap right
now. Anybody, that was big back in the day. Like, hey, give me a burger, double cheeseburger, fries, and a malt. Can you imagine that would put me in the ER. I'd have to go directly to the ER.
I wouldn't even attempt it.
No, wouldn't attempt it. Agreed.
God dang.
Want another warm glass of wine, Steve?
No.
No.
Like to go home.
I want to stay in Italy. No, you don't.
I'm going back to the USA.
Get on that boat.
We're going to look at some art and buildings.
Old buildings and art, and then ride that boat again.
Yeah, fun. How many different kinds of pasta can you have? Yeah.
What do you got there?
You should try them all.
Bow tie? What do you got? Elbow? Yeah. What do you got?
I'd go to Petersburg. All right. Tonight at 8 p.m.
The Knotty Pine there. Does anybody know, is the Knotty Pine open back up in Petersburg?
I've driven by it before.
Oh, it's incredible.
Have you?
And also, it's
I've never been there.
Well, it's a gravel parking lot, and that is a lead to everything, but they closed down. It's right there on the highway. Let us know, Petersburg. Chime in.
Chime in, please.
We'll be back.